The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. The words of Jeremiah, son of Hilkiah, of the priestly family in Ethel, in the land of Benjamin. The word of the Lord came to me thus. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I dedicated you. A prophet to the nations, I appointed you. Ah, Lord God, I said, I know not how to speak. I am too young. But the Lord answered me, say not, I am too young. To whoever I send you, you shall go. Whatever I command you, you shall speak. Have no fear before them, because I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord extended his hand and touched my mouth, saying, see, I place my words in your mouth. This day I set you over the nations and over kingdoms, to root up and to tear down, destroy and to demolish, to build and to plant. The word of the Lord. I will sing of your salvation. I will sing of your salvation. In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your justice, rescue me and deliver me. Incline your ear to me and save me. I will sing of your salvation. Be my rock of refuge, a stronghold to give me safety. For you are my rock and my fortress. O my God, rescue me from the hand of the wicked. I will sing of your salvation. For you are my hope, O Lord, my trust, O God, from my youth. On you I depend from birth, from my mother's womb, you are my strength. I will sing of your salvation. My mouth shall declare your justice, day by day your salvation. O God, you have taught me from my youth. Until the present I proclaim your wondrous deeds. I will sing of your salvation. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, They have taken the Lord and but we don't know where they put him. Mary stayed outside the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, woman, why are you weeping? She said to them, they have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they have laid him. When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for? She thought it was the gardener and said to him, sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him and I will take him. Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned and said to him in Hebrew, Rabboni, which means teacher. And Jesus said to her, stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go and tell my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene went out and announced to the disciples, I have seen the Lord. And then they reported what he told her. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so today we celebrate the feast of St. Mary Magdalene. And I use the first reading in response from the regular daily readings because I think it goes better with the gospel. And it's options, so I can do that. And when we first of all start in the Old Testament, we start with the call of Jeremiah, who says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. I dedicated you as a prophet to the nations. This was also of Mary Magdalene. Before God formed her in the womb, he knew her, and he called her to this intimacy with Jesus that she would be the first one to proclaim the resurrection. It was a woman that God chose, as he chose Mary, but this is for Mary, the mother of God, but this Mary was to proclaim the resurrection of Jesus and saying experientially, I have seen the Lord. And that got to be our call, because before God formed you in the womb, he knew you. He dedicated you also. This is part of what it is to be a disciple of Jesus. Knowing that, you know, St. Augustine said, the greatest of, not St. Augustine, St. Thomas Aquinas said, the greatest of all gifts is existence. Just for the mere fact, you and I did not have to exist. Huh? At this time, during this time, you didn't have to exist. God wanted you here. He created you for a purpose. From the beginning, from the moment you took flesh in your mother, God chose you from before that, or you would not exist. And he dedicated you as he dedicated the prophet, and he dedicated Mary Magdalene. To do what? To proclaim the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the way you live your life. So when people look in my eyes and they look in your eyes, they should see that Jesus Christ is alive in you and in me. God formed us before the world began. He dedicated us to be prophets of the resurrection. So today, let's ask St. Mary Magdalene to pray for us, just as she was the one who proclaimed the resurrection of Jesus then, that we are the ones who proclaim the resurrection of Jesus today. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.